Chapter 6. A Brother's Promise. One morning, I heard strange voices in the chawl. New neighbours were moving into the room next door.
Thomas!
I heard a voice I knew. It was Mr. Ramakrishna. Mr. Ramakrishna was the chawl's manager. He was the man we had to beg when we had no money to pay the rent. He also looked after the building. We had asked him several times to repair part of the first floor wooden railing, which had become weak and dangerous, but he still hadn't done it. I came out of our room and saw him with a short man who was about 50 years old.
Thomas, this is Mr. Shantaram, said Mr. Ramakrishna.
He is going to live in the room next to yours with his wife and daughter. I looked past them into Shantaram's room. His daughter was older than me, with long black hair. She was sitting on the bed. His wife had grey hair. Shantaram saw me looking at them and quickly shut the door so that I could not see them.
What do you do? I asked him.
I'm really an astronomer, he explained. But at the moment, I'm managing a shop. We won't be staying here long. We'll be moving to a very nice apartment in Nariman Point very soon. I knew that Mr. Shantaram was lying. People who could afford to live in Nariman Point never lived in chawls. The walls of the rooms inside the chawl were very thin. When you put a cup or glass against the wall and put your ear against it, you could listen to everything happening in the next room. Salim and I often did this with our neighbours. One night, I put a cup against the wall, and I could hear Mr. Shantaram speaking.
I don't deserve to be here, he was saying. There are two street boys living next to us. Gudia, do not speak to any boy in the chawl or I'll hit you. Do you understand?
I was so shocked that I dropped the cup. Over the next 2 weeks, I only saw Mr. Shantaram two or three times. I never saw his wife or daughter. When I returned home from work, they would stay inside the room. It was 9 o'clock at night. Salim was looking at a film magazine. I had my cup against the wall, and I could hear Shantaram speaking to his daughter.
Look through the telescope, he was telling her. Can you see the bright red thing in the sky? That is Mars.
Quick, get a cup, I told Salim. You must hear this.
Salim also put a cup to the wall. For the next 30 minutes, we heard all about the stars and the planets of the night sky. It was wonderful. A week later, a new sound came from Shantaram's room.
Meow.
I hurried to the wall with my cup. Gudia was speaking.
Papa, look, I found a cat. Can I keep him? He is so small.
Okay, said Shantaram. You should call him Pluto. It's the smallest planet. Perhaps Shantaram is not so bad, I told myself. Then, one evening, we did not need our cups to hear him shouting at his wife and daughter. He threw books at the wall, then started breaking cups and plates. Salim and I were very frightened, and we could only relax when Shantaram had gone to sleep. The next night, we heard a lot of screaming. I ran outside. Mrs. Shantaram asked me to get a taxi to take Gudia to the hospital. 2 days later, Mrs. Shantaram asked me to visit Gudia.
She feels very lonely, she said. Perhaps you can talk to her.
So I went with Mrs. Shantaram to the hospital. On the way, she told me what had happened. Shantaram had thrown a boiling cup of tea at his wife. Gudia had tried to get in front of her mother, but the tea had burnt her face. Gudia's face was covered with bandages. I could only see her eyes.
Look, Ram Mohammed Thomas has come to see you, Gudia, Mrs. Shantaram said.
I relaxed when I saw Gudia's eyes smiling up at me. I knew she was pleased to see me. I sat with her for 3 hours and we talked about different things. I told her about my work at the foundry
and she told me that she would soon start studying at university. Mrs. Shantaram tried to explain her husband's behavior.
He is a famous space scientist, she told me. Or he was a space scientist at the Space Research Institute. He studied stars through a big telescope, and 3 years ago, he discovered a new star. It was a very important discovery. But then another astronomer said that he had discovered it. After that, my husband became very upset. Then he started fighting with people at the institute. They made him leave, and since then he has been doing any job that he can find.
Can I do anything to help you? I asked Gudia.
Please, look after Pluto until I return home, she said.
Yes, of course, I said. She put her hand on my hand.
You are like a brother to me, she said.
I did not know what to say, but I held on to Gudia's hand very tightly. I like Gudia very much, I told Salim. I have to stop Shantaram from hurting her. What can you do? Said Salim. It's his family. And remember, it is not a good idea to interfere in other people's lives. I had no answer to that. Gudia came home from hospital, but I did not see her. A week later, I heard her crying, and I knew that I had to do something. A brother had to help his sister. Unfortunately, there was a wall between us, but there was a small hole at the bottom of the wall. It was big enough for me to put my hand through.
Sister, don't cry, I called to her. Hold my hand.
And someone did hold my hand. Immediately, a feeling of deep love passed through me. I became part of Gudia and could feel her pain as if it was my own. Salim was watching me. Are you crazy? He said. The next night, Shantaram came home angry again and began to shout and scream at his wife and daughter. When I heard Gudia cry out in pain, I ran to Mr. Ramakrishna's room. Mr. Shantaram is beating his wife and daughter, I said.
We cannot interfere, he told me.
Go away. It's time for my sleep. I ran back to my room. Shantaram was sleeping now, and I put my hand through the hole in the wall. Gudia held it.
When he hits me, I want to die, she said.
He will never hurt you again, I said. That is a brother's promise. The next evening, Shantaram returned from work and climbed the stairs to the first floor. When Shantaram was next to the weak wooden railing, I ran at him from behind. I pushed him against the railing, and it broke. Shantaram fell to the ground below. He landed face down and did not move.
Suddenly, I realized what I had done.
I had killed him. The police would arrest me and hang me for this. I did not wait another moment. I did not say goodbye to my best friend, Salim, or to my new sister, Gudia. I ran down the stairs and out of the building. I ran to the train station and got on a train. I was going to the only other city that I knew, Delhi. Smita is silent while I am telling her this story. There are tears in her eyes. Perhaps this is because she is a woman and can imagine Gudia's pain. Let's see the next question, I say. I press play on the DVD player.
Our next question for 100,000 rupees is from the world of astronomy, Prem Kumar was saying. Which is the smallest planet? Is it A. Pluto, B. Mars, C. Neptune, or D. Mercury?
A, I told him.
A? He said.
Yes, the answer is A. Pluto, I said. Are you absolutely sure of your answer?
Yes, I said.
There was the sound of drums. The correct answer lit up on the screen.
Absolutely correct, said Prem Kumar. Mr. Thomas, you have won 100,000 rupees.